outstanding content, but when it's time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to latalkradio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
The morning show that's on your side. But then again, so is appendicitis.
And now, broadcasting live from the palatial studios of LA Talk Radio, you're listening to Sam and Steph in the Morning. If you'd like to take part in the show today, please dial 323-203-0815. And now, here are your program hosts, Sam and Steph, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Wednesday, November 9th.
Woo! Good morning, Sam.
Hi, I'm getting some problems here. Good morning, Steph.
Hello, how are you?
Good. Welcome to Wednesday. It's November 9th. We're here back with you live as always.
Woohoo!
Very reliable there, yes.
Yes.
Yes. You get up in the morning and it's pretty certain that we'll be here.
Yeah.
Entertaining you and talking shit all morning.
90% of the time, certain, right?
So, how are you this morning?
I'm doing good.
Yeah?
Yeah, I had two great auditions yesterday.
You did. You were going to that. And
yes.
You must have impressed their pants off of them, huh?
I hope so.
The way you looked and stuff.
Oh,
but
yeah.
How did the audition go, though?
The first one went really great.
Uh-huh.
And that was the important one for me that I was really into. And that's for a TV pilot. The second one was, I mean, it went fine, but it was one of those that it's a small cameo role in a movie and the... You know, they're only asking for us to say three different lines.
Really,
so
that's it?
There's only so much you can get, at, you know, do for that. And then they, you know, the role is kind of, she's a dancer, so they want to see some dance moves.
Uh-huh.
But they said, you know, in the casting breakdown, it's like, you know, just, you know, you don't have to be a professional dancer. But of course, you know, 10 of the girls there are like...
Professional,
you know,
dancers.
Oh, hardcore. You know, they're doing fauteuils and leaps.
Whoa.
And everything. So that one I kind of thought, eh, why am I here? Why am I here? But it was fun.
Yeah. And usually a part like this probably ends up on the editing floor anyway, you know, if it's three lines, you know.
Yeah,
sometimes.
This was just a small... The audition itself only consisted of three lines. There, it's a pretty... The role is in the movie often. It's just not a very verbal.
Not
a ton of lines, but just in a lot of scenes, lots of action.
Right.
But again, it's just a cameo. It's not a supporting. It's not a lead.
Right.
Nonetheless, though, anything is acting work.
Yeah, there you go. You know, you got to fill up that resume with shit. You
right.
Know?
All kinds of shit. My resume's got all kinds of shit in it,
yeah.
Sam.
Well, that's good. So, well, I'm glad for you. Hopefully you'll get it.
Thanks.
You know? Yeah.
Thank you so much.
So today we're going to have, I'm expecting, I don't know if she'll call, but this is an Egyptian woman. She contacted me and she wanted to talk about the plight of the Christians in Egypt, you know, because if you remember about a couple weeks ago, it was just the latest thing where there were demonstrators and stuff and they killed and Muslims killed Christians and all that stuff. So we're going to spend a few minutes with her.
Where does she live?
She lives here in California.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's interesting. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. So I'd like to hear because it bothered her a lot, and I figured it's pretty timely, so why not? You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, why not? I'll be curious to see what she has to say.
Yeah, I know. So did you hear of Brett Ratner? Do you know who he is?
Yes.
Okay, because I had never heard of him before today. But I guess he's a director, producer, right?
Right.
Okay. And apparently he was supposed to be the Oscars producers this year.
Oh,
right?
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
So apparently, though, what happened is that he went on the Howard Stern show and started talking about his sex life, about his balls, about masturbation and all that kind of stuff. So, you know, that didn't look very good on him, I guess, but what really irked people is he said that rehearsal is for fags, and people felt that that was a pretty
wow. But wait. He was saying that to the, you know, the Oscar. I mean, just the people.
No,
in
this
charge,
he told like the press, I guess, or something. Yeah.
Hmm.
So, yeah, I don't know where he said rehearsal is for fags, but I think it was one of his. you know.
Just interviews or something. Yeah. I wonder if he was just joking around, though. You know, I mean, he's produced so many amazing films.
Yeah, he just he just released The Tower Heist. I guess he did that one.
Oh, did he? I didn't realize he did that.
Yeah, I know. And, you know, I guess he's a pretty famous director,
he directed
producer,
that one. Yeah.
You know. But, you know, he couldn't keep his mouth shut. So now he ended up stepping down as the producer
of
the Oscars. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Kind of crazy.
I know.
So that goes to show you, though, you know, you do have to watch what you say. You have to filter things sometimes.
You really do. You know, I mean, you're in a public eye like that. You're pretty famous. Why would you want to say something like that, you know?
Yeah.
But,
Well, sometimes people are smartasses. That's why I have to be careful, too. I always feel like I might say too much sometimes. I'm like, oh, the mouth is out of control. Oh, get this.
Yeah.
He's an Aries. His birthday is March 28th.
Oh, wow.
It's Aries. I'm an Aries.
Yeah.
It's an Aries thing.
So do you have it in you also to insult people?
Not necessarily insult people, but I mean, definitely be blunt and just say ridiculous things sometimes. You don't mean it completely, you know?
Right.
It's not like it's not meant to be taken offensively. That's crazy. That's funny.
Yeah.
Aries are known for just saying too much, like having no filter, just letting it all out.
Really?
And saying things before thinking it through.
Yeah.
So
I know a lot of people like that who are not Aries.
Oh, really?
Talk before they think, you know.
Then those people have no excuse. No excuse at all.
Yeah.
Have you seen the Dakota Fanning perfume ads recently?
No, she has a new perfume now?
Well,
or
it's not
hers.
It's Marc Jacobs ads.
But she endorses it and
right.
is a spokesmodel
and so they, yeah, they were using her for some of the promotional ads, campaigns. And one of them, though, it's kind of ridiculous. And, you know, she's a young little girl. I think she's, what, she's 17 years old.
Mm.
And it's a picture of the perfume. And the perfume has, like, a flower kind of coming out of it. And the flower, she has it placed right by her vagina.
Oh, really?
So look at this thing. You're going to die. I mean, tell me that's not appropriate.
Yeah.
Kind of weird, right, for a 17-year-old?
I guess, yeah. I guess.
Well, anyway, the ads have been banned from...
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
People were really insulted, and the British Advertising Standards Authorities have cracked down on the ad, so they're not allowing it.
Wow.
Yeah.
I know, these British, man. I mean, remember they took down those billboards that showed women that are... Julia Roberts, right? That she was, like, too made up and too... like, the picture was touched up, so it's... deceiving advertising.
Oh, I suppose. But, you know, I think that's totally different than this. That you've got a 17-year-old with, you know, a flower between her legs of fragrance and she's staring. You know, it's kind of... They're just receiving complaints that the company was turning Fanning, who's a minor, into a sex object.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. I don't agree with that. I mean, that shot you showed me, I don't think is a big deal. You know, it's not like when you described it, I pictured
the flower,
her standing
the vagina
straight
flower
up.
Thing, you know?
Yeah, but it's not really in the vagina. I mean, you don't really see the front. She's sitting down.
But that's definitely
down.
What they're trying to get at with
you
this.
You think so?
Yeah, they're trying to make a statement. Honestly,
that the flowers are growing out of her vagina.
Yeah. If I saw this, well, not even that, just that she's young. And it's her, you know, the vagina's nose, you're a flower and you're going to lose your virginity or whatever you call it.
Well, that's what you're seeing.
I will say that if I did see that on a billboard, I would kind of feel, what the hell is that? It would definitely kind of be, it's kind of disturbing to me.
Yeah. Yeah. I know. I don't know why they take a spokesmodel who's underage. I mean, they might as well wait another year.
Yeah.
You said she's 17?
Yeah, but I think even if she was 40, you know, 20 years old, 30 years old, the idea of this picture is just kind of weird to me.
Yeah?
Perfume with a flower and right by your vagina. Yeah, a little weird. A little bit weird.
Okay, well, if you feel that way, that's fine.
Yeah. Donald Mason, Miami man, found dead inside home full of bees.
Oh, my God.
Did he die from
the bees?
Well, it's not for sure. A teenage girl found her father dead inside his home that was infested with thousands of bees living inside the walls. He was 49 years old. He was found upstairs in the bedroom in Miami. This was in Miami, a house that he was renovating. And investigators have not determined the cause of the death, but his brother told the paper that Mason fell from a chair. Okay, hit his head, fell from a chair while swatting at a swarm of bees, and then hit his head again.
Wow.
But where did the bees just magically appear in his house?
I don't know.
That's just weird,
right? It doesn't say anything about that.
60,000 bees living inside the walls of his house.
Oh, inside the walls.
That's crazy. So what?
Yeah. But they're not saying why he died, right? It's not because he got stung by the bees or anything.
No, the death is considered unclassified, but it's more likely that his death was due to the fall rather than anything to do with the bees.
I see.
That's what they're saying.
Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah, that's weird, though. So all of a sudden, all these bees just randomly pop up out of your walls.
Yeah.
That's scary. I actually, you know, my grandparents are in Pennsylvania, a very small town, but they have bats, and the bats come in at night, or, you know, they just kind of, they just hang out in the garage. So in the evening, they have to kind of kick them out before they go to bed. And I mean, if you stand outside and just watch the attic, you'll see literally hundreds of bats coming out of the house. It's disgusting.
How spooky.
It's really spooky.
Wow.
Perfect for Halloween, though.
Yeah. I suppose, yeah. But I don't, I don't feel safe around bats, you know?
No, I would not be able to sleep at night.
Yeah, don't they say they carry disease and things like that?
Oh, I'm sure they can carry all sorts of things, you know? Oh, yeah. And I'm sure they're like, they just create, you know, because they're so skinny, really. I mean, they can fit into any little crack.
Right.
And they chill out in the attics and even in the walls, just like these bees did.
Yeah.
So that's gross.
Wow, man.
Oh, man.
Yeah, that man would have died from the bees one day if he hadn't died from falling.
Yeah, seriously. 60,000 bees.
Wow.
Bees, I'm sorry, but bees do creep me out.
Yeah.
I was stung when I was a kid, but I haven't been stung since. But just the idea of it, you know?
Ugh. Yeah.
Or did you, there was a really good movie that Macaulay Culkin was in once, and he dies from a beehive that attacks him.
Really?
Yeah, and he happened to be allergic, and you know, he's got all these bees attacking and stinging him, and he ends up dying. No, it's a really sad movie.
Wow, that's terrible.
Can't think of the name of it, but...
Good, but that's one movie I'm not going to see.
Yeah. Seriously, you shouldn't.
Yeah. So I see our guest was trying to call while we were talking. I hope she'll call back again.
Sorry.
Sorry.
I was blabber. You just shut me off when she calls. Shut her up.
No, I mean, I don't want to stop you in mid-sentence. Yeah. It's not that big a deal. You know,
yeah,
she'll call back.
I suppose.
So, yeah.
Let's
so.
Just chill. We got another
there
side
route
call. There we go.
Yeah, there
awesome.
She is. Good morning. You're on the air. Is this Yvette?
Yeah.
Yeah, good morning, Yvette. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
You calling us from where?
From the Central Valley.
Oh, in California, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, you wrote me you wanted to talk a little bit about Egypt. Is that where you're originally from?
Yeah.
Okay.
Where are you from?
And when did you come to this country?
12 years ago.
12 years
okay.
ago.
You're
okay.
a woman of few words.
Yeah, you don't say much. You're on the radio. You got to talk more, Yvette. Okay, I'll ask you the questions. Maybe you'll start talking. Are you a little nervous being on the radio?
Not too much.
Not too much, okay. Let me ask you this. How long ago did you come here from Egypt?
I think she said 12
yeah,
years ago.
Yeah, I came
ago.
About... 12 years ago.
Oh, 12 years ago. Okay. You see, I wasn't paying much attention here.
Oh, great. Well done, Sam.
Okay. So now we know.
Yes.
And so, Yvette, you called me about concerns of yours of things that are happening in Egypt. Do you want to tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah. You have heard about the revolution that happened in January 25th. And... the Egyptian people, they did throw away President Hosni Mubarak because of his brutality and injustice and all of that. And since that time, the Christians are actually suffering a lot. They were suffering even during the days of Hosni Mubarak, but nowadays they are suffering more.
Right.
There have been six churches that have been burned since January 25th, and all the churches that have been burned or destroyed, they were in front of the police or the army. And there was no one condemned for all of these criminal acts.
Yeah.
And there was no arrest for anyone.
Right.
But what usually happens in these circumstances, they usually arrest the Christians who are always the victims in these acts.
Yeah.
In each of these acts, there are Christian houses and assets that have been, like shops or something, they have been burned. and the Christians are the ones who are arrested.
Right. Now, who's the one that's given the Christians a hard time like this?
Now is the army.
Oh, the army. Okay.
Yeah, so, he is taking the upper hand now in Egypt.
Right.
He is the leader of the army over there.
Right.
So.
But what I don't understand, though, is that I thought this was more of a religious thing. Isn't this like between Muslims and Christians, or is it between the government, too? The government doesn't like the Christians either?
Yes, because the government is an Islamic country.
Oh, I see.
Islamic government.
Yeah.
So what happened in Sudan, it is repeated again in Egypt, and we have to look around us and see who are the people who need help, and we have to give them help.
Right.
What we are seeing now is that there is no help for people who have no weapons, like the Christians, or like the Sudanese, or like the Christians in Iraq, or the Christians in Kenya. Yeah. They are all burned alive or killed by Muslim, and nobody is aware about them here in America.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, in America, we are paying attention in our news media about very silly things like sex scandals of that person, of Cain, or of whoever. Every now and then, we don't have anything that we hear in the news media except sex scandals and molestation. That's all what we have in American news media.
Yeah.
And that makes the American people really living in another world. They don't live in the true world. They don't know what is happening around them. And that's why I'm trying to call the media in America to pay attention what is going on around you guys. You have to open your eyes and be aware of what is going on.
Right. Now, do you think it's America's responsibility to fix the problems there?
Is not to fix the problems, but they can play a role, actually, because what they are playing now is kind of a negative response. Mm-hmm. When you see that the army is crushing the bodies, crushing the Christians while they were protesting because of the last burning of that church in Aswan.
Right.
And you see the armored tanks running after these protesters, although they took permission from the army that they're going to be protesting for 2 hours and they will go to
right.
their home.
Yeah.
They waited until they gathered, and then they started to shoot them with bullets, and the armor tanks were running after the Christians in the streets with very high speed to crush them.
Right.
And they are full of hatred. And this is not the first act for the Egyptian army to show the hatred of the army to the Christians. There was many attacks on the monks in monasteries. They live in desert, and there were many attacks from the Egyptian army against them.
Yeah.
They did shoot them. They did destroy the walls that protect the monastery. There were several acts that show how the Egyptian army is radical.
Right.
They are very radical Islamists. And America here, they are telling them, we're going to give you money next year.
Right.
We're going to give you more weapons next year. $1.3 billion.
Yeah, so
weapons and money.
So the revolution didn't really fix anything, huh? As far as the Christians are concerned.
Fixing, yeah. We were expecting that President Obama, Hussein, will come and step up and say that the army is doing massacre against the Christians and they have to stop it, and Tantawi should be punished. He did actually worse than what Saddam Hussein did, what Gaddafi did, and even what Hitler did. Hitler didn't run after the Jewish with the armored tanks to kill them in the streets. He arrested them first and then he burned them. There are burning also in Egypt. There are burning in Kenya. you know, the Muslim extremists, they are taking the upper hand in the Middle East, and their aim is the Christian genocide in the Middle East.
Right. So,
they do not pay attention to all of that, and this is really wrong. Where are we from humanity? Where are we from human rights?
Right.
Why don't we stand up for those people?
So you're saying that America should really get involved in Egypt's problems?
Yes. They do respect America very much. If America would say, hey, you are attacking the Christians in Egypt and you are not giving them their opportunity to be in the government, there is no punishment for anyone who kills Christians. This is wrong. This is against human rights.
Right.
So we are not going to give you any money. We are not going to give you any financial aid or weapons until the criminals are arrested.
Right.
Beginning from the leader of the army, because he is the leader of all of this massacre in Egypt.
Right. Yeah.
And
well,
you know, by the way, he's 76 years old, this man. He's 76 years old, and he is running for presidency. I don't know how Hitler, number two, is running for presidency in Egypt.
Right.
But America is watching. They didn't react. There is no any kind of reaction from America to stop this massacre that is happening in the Middle East.
Yeah.
I want to tell you something. Saudi Arabia is the leader now of the whole world. And all our feeling, you know, as people from the Middle East, we feel like Saudi Arabia is leading even America. It is leading CNN. CNN does not give you what is going on around you because it is owned by Saudi Arabia.
Right.
And so they do not expose what is happening in the Middle East because they don't want the Americans to understand what's the ideology behind all of this.
Right.
The ideology behind all of this is the Islamic book that says you have to kill the Christians and the Jews wherever you find them.
Right, yeah.
You're going to be rewarded if you do that by taking 72 women, angel women in heaven, you're going to have sex with them.
Yeah.
So the poor Muslim guys, they believe these lies and they go ahead and burn churches, kill Christians, rape the Christian girls over there, and there is no punishment. And because also why there is no punishment? Because the Islamic book says there is no punishment for anyone who kills a Christian or takes his money or takes his woman. All are ours.
Yeah.
That's what's in the book. So we have to pay attention about the ideology. And that's what Saudi Arabia doesn't want you to know, guys, about this.
Right.
Because they are sneaking here also in America.
Mm.
They want to rule America. And their main goal is to have the Khilafah. What does it mean, Khilafah? At the beginning of Islam, what happened is there was something called Khilafah, which means one ruler was ruling many countries and he was giving, you know, presidency or ruler for every city. Like, for example, Turkey. There was Muhammad Ali. He was the ruler. And Egypt was one of his kingdom or his empire.
Right. Okay, well, we're getting a little bit off the topic because you're giving us, like, the origins of Islam now. You know, I salute your concern about this. You know, you should definitely be active in doing this. And I don't know, my answer is, you know, if you live in an Islamic country and you're not happy, just leave. You know, I mean, I don't see that it's a great place for Christians to live. For Jews to live, it's just not, you know, you have a majority of Muslims that want everybody killed, like you said, and, you know, you just have to leave. I don't think the United States is really going to do something until there's, like, mass killings, and even then, I don't know, you know, I mean, look at Syria. They just told us that 3,500 people had already been killed there, and nobody's doing anything. So, but Yvette, thank you so much for your opinion. I appreciate it.
let me talk to you about your idea.
Yeah, but we're running out of time, Yvette, and I'm sorry, I don't mean to cut you off, but...
Just one comment. There is no place to go to for the Christians from Egypt. The American embassy in Egypt is full of Muslim employees over there.
Yeah.
So they do not give any visa for Christians to leave.
Okay.
Their aim is to keep the Christians inside Egypt or inside the Middle East and kill them. So
I
there
see.
Is no even runaway auction for them.
Right.
They would go if they can, but they can't.
Okay.
So that's another role for America. Why don't they give visa for those people to leave?
Yeah. Well, everybody expects America to help the world, but we can't take in everybody, you know? So, but Yvette, thank you so much. You definitely enlightened us about something that's important, I think. Anywhere in the world where there's people killed, I think we should take a look at it. But, you know, Yvette, we're out of time. Yvette, we're out of time. I'm sorry.
Yeah, dear, wow.
Okay. So, but maybe we'll do this another time, Yvette. Send me an email. We'll arrange for another time for you to come on the show. Okay?
Okay, Sam.
Thank you so much, Yvette. Bye-bye.
Okay. Wow.
So you thought she was a woman of few words,
moly.
Huh? Yeah.
Well,
she definitely had a lot to talk about.
She started out as a woman of few words.
You just get her started,
yes,
man.
Holy crap.
Yeah. But
to be honest, I stay as far away from religion as I possibly can.
Yeah.
Know?
But I know, but I like to know about these things because it does
absolutely.
Happen, you know, and stuff. But it does irk me sometimes when people look to America to save everybody, you know. I mean, where's all the Arabic countries? Why don't they help anybody, you know?
Yeah.
So.
Exactly.
You know.
We're not in the best situation ourselves.
No, I mean, what are we, like the policemen of the world?
Yeah.
You know, everywhere there's problems, people call the United States, or even if they don't, we go in. It's like a whole thing, you know.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
all right,
mm-hmm.
So that's it for Egypt.
Oh, man.
Yeah, at least you feel you did like a deed for someone who wanted to get their message out.
All I got was a headache out of that. I just got a headache. So,
all right,
thank
anyway.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
So remember the other day we were talking about Mississippi wanting to vote on when life starts. You know, and they said that...
Oh, yes.
You know,
okay.
And they want to actually integrate this into their laws to make it illegal to have an abortion after conception.
Right.
So, and now apparently what this would do is it would also hinder people's ability to get the morning after pill because those pills destroy the eggs, you know?
Right.
The fertilized eggs. So, you know... And it would become, they're saying they couldn't do in vitro fertilization treatments because it would become illegal to dispose of unused fertilized eggs.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Do you believe that?
That's
so
crazy.
Well, so they voted on it, and they voted no. So they voted against
okay.
it. Yeah.
Well, I would be shocked if everyone voted for it or the majority voted for it.
Yeah, you think so?
Of course. I mean, half the population's females first, you know, or
yeah.
I don't think any female would want that.
Yeah.
We like to have an option. And same with guys, though, no? I mean, I think it's more of a religious thing. A lot of people that are super religious, maybe, that are the ones against it.
Probably, but, you know,
it's
like pro-life people. I don't think they're necessarily religious people, you know. But, you know, I mean, that's like a big debate, you know. I'm not going to debate abortion here and stuff. We're just sort of like reporting what's going on.
It's something I don't encourage, but we should have we have the right to make our own decision on that.
Yeah, I think so.
Things.
The bottom line is, you know, you don't want to have the government tell people what to do with their body, you know.
Yeah.
And or with their lives in general, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And but, you know, I'm starting to think more about the adoption option, you know, for people and stuff, because some people just maybe have an abortion, they don't even want to carry the baby to term, you know, and I think that's the least you can do if you get pregnant, is at least carry the baby and bear it, and then
so if you got your wife pregnant right now,
yeah,
by accident,
right,
you know, and you would have her carry the baby for 9 months, what would you do?
Why do you have to put me on the spot like that?
And then put the child up for an adoption? I'm just saying, because people can get pregnant at all ages, too.
That's true. Yeah.
So are you ready to have another child?
Look, if it came, I would take it.
Yeah. All
right. Yeah, no, I would. You know, I mean, but that's a personal thing. You know, I don't know. Again, I don't know that I would do it or recommend it, but people should have, I think, the freedom to decide, because you don't want to bring children into the world that are unwanted. You know,
right.
I mean, that's the worst thing that you can do.
Right.
You know.
And also, I mean, we're talking like it's not like the child's 2 months old in your belly. I mean, it would be, you know, a week, 2 weeks, something like that. I mean, I'm certainly not trying to, I just think, you know, that it should be our choice.
Yeah, well, apparently a lot of people felt that way and they rejected that amendment, so it did not go through.
Mm-hmm. Are there any other states that are kind of starting this?
No, not that I heard of.
Frenzy?
So. No.
Okay, good.
I don't know.
Good.
Yeah. But, you know, so talking about...
If you're that unhappy about it, you could just move out of Mississippi, too, if they did vote for it.
That's true. That's true. But what if it's not an option? You know, what if you can't leave? So I guess you just have to live by the law. But, no, I don't think something like that's going to go through.
Yeah.
You know?
Agreed.
But, you know, they want to ban abortion, and yet, you know, they don't come up with great solutions, I don't think. But, you know, it's a personal thing. But, you know, again, I don't want to really get into that debate because I'm not sure where I stand on it.
Yeah,
still,
there we go. Honesty is the key.
Yeah.
Honesty is the key.
I know. So, and also talking about kids, I guess it's been in the news about spanking and stuff, I think, ever since that video came out of the father beating up his kid. So, people have been debating for a while now if it's okay to spank kids.
Okay.
What do you think?
Well, I mean, there's a big difference between spanking and hitting, first
right.
of all.
Yeah, what he did was beat the shit out of her.
Yeah, and violence. I don't know. I mean, I grew up not ever getting any spankings. Like, I could never think of a time where I was, you know...
Yeah,
I got a spanking.
Yeah.
And that worked out well for me. I know, like, kids that... I mean, I've seen kids get, you know, spankings. I don't think there's anything wrong with it, from but as long, you know, but again, spanking is different than hitting, you know, purposely trying to hurt your child.
Right, but I mean, at what point, you know, I mean, some people may not be as sensitive and hit their kids too hard or something, you know. When you say spanking, I don't know if it's really, if anybody really can define it, you know.
Well,
it's
and that's the problem, I think, because especially men, like, I think they underestimate their power, their strength.
Right.
So, and I've even, like, times I've been even just tickled by a guy, you know, and I'm like, holy crap, you know, you don't know your own strength. Yeah,
yeah,
calm it down, buddy. you know, you're playing too hard right now, and that does not feel good. So, and I'm sure that's the same with spanking, and that would be somebody's a guy's excuse for, you know, being accused of hitting his child too hard. He had no idea, you know, he was just spanking. But meanwhile, the kids got bruises.
Yeah.
The more I think about it, the more I think, what's even the point? You know, you should find other ways of punishing your child.
I think so, you know, and I guess, but the interesting thing is this. Check this out. 94% of 3- and 4-year-olds have been spanked at least once during the past year.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, at 3 and 4 years old, you know, I mean, okay, granted, those are difficult years with the kids. But, you know, I never felt the need to spank my kids.
No. I'm just wondering, like, because, well, how else do you punish a child that's that young? I almost feel like that's kind of, you know, at that age, it's more acceptable in a way to just give them a little spanking, you know, because it gives them the idea of, oh, you did something bad, because they're still so young. What do you do with them? I mean, no TV for 5 hours.
Yeah.
What else would you do?
That's true, yeah. But the thing is that I think it has, like, unintended effects on the kid, you know.
Really?
Yeah, I really do, you know, because it can't possibly be a good thing. And they're saying 74% of mothers believe spanking is acceptable for kids ages 1 to 3.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, what? You're going to spank a 1-year-old? Give me a break,
no
you know?
Way.
This is bullshit.
No, I'm thinking of my niece because she's, you know, a year and 2 months or so.
Yeah, this is 3 out of 4 mothers.
There's no way.
I mean,
that's
ridiculous,
crazy.
You know?
You know, it was more popular, though, back in the day. Like, my grandparents, for example, they always had their little paddle, like a wooden paddle.
Really?
Yeah, in their little cupboard. So they would bring that out for their kids.
Uh-huh.
So they always used it, because when my grandparents would babysit me, they would show it to me. I never got hit by it, but, you know, like, this is the paddle I, you know, gave your daddy a spanking with.
So they just used the intimidation part
in
of
a way,
it.
Yeah. Oh, and I was terrified of that paddle.
It's effective, huh?
Yeah. But again, like, what do kids do to the point that it's, I guess, no, you know what, kids are bad. A lot of kids don't listen.
Yeah, that's the thing is that, you know, I think I was very lucky with my kids because they never gave me a hard time. They never got to the point where I had to spank them.
Yeah, you were lucky.
You know? Yeah, so I don't know if it's about their upbringing, but I think also kids are born with a temperament, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I mean, I used to say, you know, if a kid's fucked up, it's because of the parents, but I do believe that kids come into the world in a certain way, you know, with a certain temperament. Mm-hmm. And
I think a lot of that's having to do with, though, the 9 months that the baby's in the tummy, like how the mother is and, you know,
probably.
She's stressed out or whatever it may be.
Yeah, you know, and plus genes, you know, that go past generations. And, you know, some kids are probably more irritated than other kids. You know?
I mean, it is difficult. I mean, you see kids sometimes in the grocery store and you're like, oh, my God.
Right.
You know, no matter what this parent does or says or, you know, tries to buy the kid candy, the child will not stop.
Right.
And it's like, well, I mean, I don't think anybody could do a better job, you know? Like, the child is just fearless and going to keep going.
Exactly, but you don't know that the spanking is going to work. That's what I'm saying. I mean, parents are spanking. I don't know if it actually works.
Right.
But I think the spanking part of it, I don't understand, you know?
I think it's a power thing. It's letting them know that, you know, giving them fear in a way, like making sure they still have that fear and respect for their superior.
You see, I think it should be used like as a last resort, but I don't think many people use it as a last resort. You know,
oh, really?
They probably use it as like the first option.
Well, I definitely agree it should be the last resort. Absolutely.
Yeah. Now, if I had a kid that was going crazy in the store every time, I would seek professional help. You know, I would not assume that spanking him is going to correct that behavior.
Right. Or just buy some books, too. Or, you know, the
internet's
an amazing
tool. It could be ADD, could be bipolar. You never know, you know. And until you do something with a professional, it's not going to work. You know, it doesn't matter how much you spank him and beat him up.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
So now 61% of parents, that's 2 out of 3, condone spanking as a regular form of punishment for young children.
Wait, what percent?
61%
wow.
of parents. Yeah.
Well, I mean, I'm not surprised by that.
Yeah.
Actually. Yeah. I mean, that's over half.
Regular
I would say
form
at least
of punishment.
Half. Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. I don't know. So they say that experts warn of harmful lessons and that it teaches the kids, you know?
Yeah.
So
I'm wondering what, I mean, I bet it's more the father than the mother, too.
Probably.
Spanking.
Yeah. Although, you know, I mean, we were just saying that 74% of mothers believe in spanking. So maybe, maybe they do as well, considering they spend more time with the kids, usually, than a father does.
Sure.
You know?
Or, like, they believe that, or they leave it to the father. You know, they believe in spanking and think it's a good, you know, fine, but they let the father spank. Because I do remember my parents, you know, sometimes, my mom would never do anything, but she'd say, you know what, when your papa gets home, he's going to hear about this, and we're going to see what he does. That kind of a thing.
And it's enough.
And then
it just gives you
I'd
a look.
Oh, see, I was such a good kid that, like, the smallest thing would terrify me.
Really?
To the point that I'm, like, in my bedroom, silent. I'm not saying a darn word. I'm doing my homework, being the best daughter you can possibly be.
Yeah. You knew who was just the boss around there.
Oh, yeah. I did, but my younger sisters did not.
Really?
No. Well, not my younger sisters. The middle child. She Now she does. But, you know, when she was younger, oh, she was a troublemaker.
Really?
Woo, troublemaker.
Mm-hmm. I know. But, well, maybe troublemakers deserve a spanking. I don't know. I would not spank a kid. That's my bottom line.
Yeah.
You know.
I agree.
I don't think it works, and I think it shows that a parent does not have enough patience to deal with a kid.
Very true.
You know.
True.
But what do I know, right?
What do you know?
Yeah. So another accuser of Herman Cain came out. Now, this is supposedly the one that went public first. About it.
Okay.
Remember, and she never identified herself. Well, this new woman came out now.
So it's not the fifth, and this would still be no.
Yeah, this is like the first one. Yeah.
Okay.
And.
What's she saying now?
Okay, well, what she's saying is that she says, I've kept all the copies of my allegations, so I believe that could happen, meaning that she's considering releasing the details of her allegations. So, you know, she calls him a serial denier. He will deny it even if it is 4 or 40 women.
Wow.
Yeah. So, you know, I think... I wonder how many more are going to come out now, you know?
Yeah.
But Cain says there's no way it's going to affect him, and he's not going to pull his candidacy and all that shit, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know, I don't know what he did to this woman, you know, but it sounds like he was pretty, you know, I don't know. Look, I mean, we're quick to judge everybody, and I think we've seen that sometimes it's not the case, you know, like with... like Casey Anthony, for example, you know, everybody already made her guilty, and whether she was or not is another question, but she was found not guilty.
True.
And yet, you know, we go and we try people all the time and assume that we are right, you know, that public opinion is correct.
They say you're innocent till proven guilty. However, the actions and the way things are handled is you're pretty much guilty until you're proven innocent.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, that's what people do. That's public opinion for you.
Mm-hmm.
And, so she, you know, we'll see what happens. I mean, she hasn't done any interviews yet, I don't think. But, you know, she says it's uncomfortable for people. It's so uncomfortable for people to say what happened. And,
I understand they're coming out. Obviously, the intentions are to make sure he's not, you know, elected.
Right.
You know, but he's not going to have to go to court for this or anything, right? I mean, this is just going to basically give him a poor reputation now.
Right,
and be looked at as, you know...
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, if they press charges and it was done recently, they might actually press charges against him. But I don't think that's the point right now. I think people are just trying to show he's not competent.
Yeah. Yeah, well... Okay.
Do you know anybody who's been sexually harassed?
Well, we had Bethany Ruckin, sexually abused.
Well, that was abuse, yeah.
Well, what's the difference between abuse and harassment? Harassment's more common. Well, I mean,
Harassment, it can be even just gestures, words.
I've been sexually harassed.
Yeah.
I think every female's
been. If it
been
makes you, like, feel uncomfortable and, you know, and or
are you kidding
fearful
me?
Or. Yeah.
Oh, all the time. Oh, it happens all the time.
Wow.
And especially like when I'm working, I work conventions or trade shows a lot of the time.
Right.
And you know, you're working in these guys, they're older guys, and you know, they're used to their business jobs, and the fact that they have a bunch of, you know, younger pretty girls that are pursuing acting, they automatically think, you know, are just kind of, they put it this way, it never fails, they always flirt with you and try to ask you out to dinner after the trade show.
Right.
And it's like, dude, I'm working, you know, I got this job through, you know, an agency for this specific stuff, spokes modeling work.
Right.
Have a little respect here, you know? Do you
think
you're the only one that asks me, you know? No.
Yeah. But you know what? That's not constituting harassment.
It's not immediately, but it is after a little while. I mean, to the point
that... Yeah, it's harassing to you, but I don't think under the law it would be harassment. You know, it has to be more like where it puts your job in jeopardy, you know, if it causes you a lot of stress, things like that, you know.
Right. Well, it depends on each situation, too. I've had times where I had to call the agency and say, look, this guy will not stop flirting.
Wow.
You know, he's starting to touch my shoulder now.
Oh, wow.
Or put his hand, you know, by my, you know, on my back as he guides me to this. And,
really?
You know, he's getting kind of touchy. It's still kind of, it's very subtle, but it's to the point that it's making me feel uncomfortable. And I had to stop, you know, I'd have to leave the trade show.
Wow.
Because I didn't want to do it.
I don't know how some guys do that. You know, I could never reach for anybody and touch them if I don't know them.
Oh, that happens all the time.
Really?
And I'm the type of person that will say, please don't touch me. I will say it, you know, for the most, usually.
Yeah.
There are times, though, where I sometimes just can't think straight. And it's so, and, you know, I'm letting this person do it, but I'm thinking, get the F off me. Just get off me.
Yeah.
Kind of a thing.
Yeah.
And then what that does is, you know, by them doing that and making you uncomfortable, it just makes now when they start to talk to you just very like, I don't want to talk to you.
Yeah.
So I'm more distant now and cold.
Right.
As opposed to just enjoying my job, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, that's the thing, though. And, you know, when you're applying for a job and someone reaches for your genitals
genitals,
that's
cool.
Genitals, that's crazy.
That's crazy.
That's cool. I mean, that's terrible.
I mean, I would punch the guy. Totally punch the guy. There was one trade show I'll never forget. I worked in New York City. And it was just, you know, usually when you're hired, you've got a few different employees there at the booth, plus, you know, a few spokesmodel girls. Well, it was only me. I was the only girl, and there was only one guy.
Mm-hmm.
And he specifically picked me out, you know, because he wanted me to work for him for this trade show.
Right.
And the first time that I'm, the first day of the trade show, I was fine. I was in my normal kind of business attire that I was told by the agency to wear. And then he sees me, and he's like, so tomorrow, can you wear a... Well, I want to try something different, and he wanted me to wear like a super short skirt.
Uh-huh.
But you know, he wasn't even shy about it. He said, not like a business skirt. You know, look around. We've got construction worker type guys at this. You know, we want it to be very much like Home Improvement, Pamela Anderson kind of thing. So like literally, he wanted my cheeks hanging out of a skirt.
Really?
With a really super tight top that shows my boobs.
Wow.
I looked at him. I'm like, are you out of your mind? I was specifically hired for classy work. You know,
right.
I'm not gonna do. I can't do that.
Yeah.
I cannot do that. I just.
Oh man, I'm telling you, men do crazy shit.
Well, they think they can get away with it, so of course, you know, they'll try it because. What's the hurt in trying?
Yeah. Plus, it's hard to think, you know, when you have a heart on, it's hard to think.
Oh, my God.
You know, all your blood is out of your head.
That is true, though. That is true. But even with females, you know, if once they're horny, you know, in sex, too, you'd be surprised the things you do.
Really? They do crazy things?
And then after sex, well, I'm just thinking of my personal experiences, you know, like, it's, you know, certain things, you know, turn on in your body that, you know, normally... You're like, what the hell did I say? I said that to him? I said that last night? Oh, my gosh. And that's why I never take anything serious that a guy says in bed.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tell me I'm beautiful when you're sober and not sleeping with me. Not when we're, you know.
That makes sense, I guess, you know.
Yeah.
But, I mean, but that's the time where you feel like saying it, you know.
Yeah.
When you're close and intimate with
but
someone.
Do you really mean it, or is it truly your penis talking? I mean, it's not genuine.
Well, it's part of it. You know, what are you going to do? You know,
to me, it means a lot more when you tell me that I'm beautiful when you're, you know, not drinking and we're fully clothed. And you know?
Yeah.
But again, I don't know. I think a lot of girls feel that way,
uh-huh.
And I think a lot of guys get annoyed by that, because I personally, if I'm having sex and a guy says I'm beautiful, I can't help but want to say, tell me that when we're not having sex.
Really?
Yeah, I really want to, but I don't want to ruin it, and I don't want to look like the stereotypical female of like, what the hell, dude?
Oh man, that's funny.
Yeah. Is it? What the heck?
It is funny, you know, because I mean... Yeah, people say these things all the time, you know?
I know.
And, I mean, when you have sex, you're pretty vulnerable, and people do say things, you know? Maybe you can believe them more when they have sex rather than not, you know?
See, I don't think so. Because I don't think it's you talking.
But it doesn't come through your brain. It comes through your emotions, through your subconscious, I think, when you start saying these things. After sex.
So
you think
when a guy says you're so beautiful while having sex,
yeah,
but has never said it.
Oh, well, if he doesn't say it, that's a different question.
Okay.
If he doesn't say it under other circumstances, I didn't realize that's what you meant. I just meant that, you know, you can say it both times, you
know? Right.
Yeah.
Both. The key word, both.
Exactly. Always tell her she's beautiful and she'll be there for you. That's a woman.
There
right?
you go, yeah. They just want to feel wanted.
Yeah.
Wanted.
Don't we all?
Adored.
Don't
yeah, that's
we
true.
All.
Yeah, men are more sensitive than we think.
Yeah, that's true, yeah.
And I get the super vulnerable guys that are just like, oh, man, I just want to barf. I always feel like the dude.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Wow,
I'm always getting
funny.
The guys telling me about their depressing childhood and, you know, how they're, you know, recovered alcoholics and they went through just this whole... I don't know. I just saw all kinds of crap.
So it doesn't interest you, huh?
In the beginning, like, I like when a guy is open, you know, and shares certain things. But, you know, there's a difference between being a little bit vulnerable and just giving me a little bit of that.
Right.
and just telling me all of your fucking issues. Like, at the end of the day, no matter how masculine a female is or how independent she is, she still wants a man.
Right.
You know, I don't want to cry, baby.
Yeah.
That was this most recent guy I ended up, like, calling it off with. I'm horrible. We were dating, and it just got to the point where, like, he had opened up to me too much. I mean, like, told me, like, 10 different things. You know, like, two were okay. But then when you get third, fourth, fifth, you start complaining to me about all these things. It's like, you've got issues.
Yeah.
Everybody has issues, but you've got issues. Like, for real.
Yeah, too much work.
Yeah. Just too much baggage. Yeah. Way too much baggage for me.
Yeah.
I mean, this guy was, like, emotionally unstable, so.
Wow. Okay, well,
anyway,
good thing you're
on
out
that
of
note.
That. Yeah. All right, Steph, thank you. Thanks, everybody, for listening. And thanks to Yvette also for calling in. And we'll see you all tomorrow.
You have been listening to Sam and Steph in the Morning, which airs every weekday from 10 to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, only right here on LA Talk Radio. If you have a question for one of our hosts, or if you would like to inquire about starting your very own talk radio show, please direct all correspondence to info@latalkradio.com. Sam and Steph in the Morning is a production of LA Talk Radio, where we say what we want.